Chapter 24. Seduction and Indifference. There is a tendency in philosophy to separate the mind, the intellectual operations, from the passions, the emotions. This tendency moves into psychology, and thence into neuroscience. The neuroscience of music in particular has concentrated almost exclusively on the neural mechanisms by which we perceive pitch, tonal intervals, melody, rhythm, and so on, and until very recently has paid little attention to the affective aspects of appreciating music. Yet music calls to both parts of our nature. It is essentially emotional, as it is essentially intellectual. Often when we listen to music, we are conscious of both. We may be moved to the depths, even as we appreciate the formal structure of a composition. We may, of course, lean to one side or the other, depending on the music, our mood, our circumstances. Dido's lament from Purcell's Dido and Aeneas is heartbreaking, tender emotion incarnate. The art of fugue, on the other hand, demands extreme intellectual attention. Its beauty is of a sterner, perhaps more impersonal kind. Professional musicians, or anyone practicing a piece of music, may sometimes have to listen with a detached, critical ear to ensure that all the minutiae of a performance are technically correct. But technical correctness alone is not enough. Once this is achieved, emotion must return, or one may be left with nothing beyond an arid virtuosity. It is always a balance, a coming together, that is needed. That we have separate and distinct mechanisms for appreciating the structural and the emotional aspects of music is brought home by the wide variety of responses and even dissociations that people have to music. There are many of us who lack some of the perceptual or cognitive abilities to appreciate music, but nonetheless enjoy it hugely and enthusiastically bawl out tunes, sometimes shockingly off-key, in a way that gives us great happiness, though it may make others squirm. There are others with an opposite balance. They may have a good ear, be finely sensitive to the formal nuances of music, but nevertheless do not care for it greatly, or consider it a significant part of their lives. That one may be quite musical, and yet almost indifferent to music, or almost tone-deaf, yet passionately sensitive to music, is quite striking. While musicality, in the sense of one's perceptual abilities, is probably hardwired to a considerable extent, emotional susceptibility to music is more complex, for it may be powerfully influenced by personal factors as well as neurological ones. When one is depressed, music may go dead on one, but this is usually part of an overall flattening or withdrawal of emotion. What is clear and dramatic, though fortunately rare, is the sudden and isolated loss of the ability to respond to music emotionally, while responding normally to everything else, including the formal structure of music. Such a temporary extinction of emotional response to music can occur after a concussion. Lawrence R. Friedman, a physician, told me of how he was confused and disoriented for 6 days following a bicycle accident, and then experienced a specific indifference to music. In a subsequent article about this, he observed, "There was one thing I noticed in the early days at home that disturbed me greatly. I was no longer interested in listening to music. I heard the music. I knew it was music, and I also knew how much I used to enjoy listening to music. It had always been the primary unfailing source that nourished my spirit. Now it just didn't mean anything. I was indifferent to it. I knew something was very wrong." This loss of emotional reaction to music was very specific. Dr. Friedman noted that he felt no diminution of his passion for visual art after his concussion. He added that since writing about his experience, he had spoken to 2 other people, both musicians, who had had the same experience after a head injury. Those who experience this peculiar indifference to music are not in a state of depression or fatigue. They do not have a generalized anhedonia. They respond normally to everything except music, and their musical sensibility usually returns in days or weeks. It is difficult to know exactly what is being affected in such post-concussion syndromes, for there may be widespread, if temporary, changes in brain function, affecting many different parts of the brain. There have been a number of anecdotal reports of people who, following strokes, have lost interest in music, finding it emotionally flat, while apparently retaining all of their musical perceptions and skills. It has been suggested that such losses or distortions of musical emotion are more common with damage to the right hemisphere of the brain. Occasionally, there is not so much a complete loss of musical emotion as a change in its valence or direction, so that music which previously delighted one may now arouse an unpleasant feeling, sometimes so intense as to produce anger, disgust, or simply aversion. One correspondent, Maria Ralescu, described this to me in a letter. My mother recovered from a 6-day coma after a head injury to the right side of the brain and started the process of relearning with enthusiasm. When she was moved from the ICU to a hospital room, I brought her a small radio because she had always listened to music with a passion. But after the accident, while in hospital, she adamantly refused to have any kind of music on. It seemed to annoy her. It took a couple of months for her to finally appreciate and enjoy music again.